All right, here's true confession. I read his resume, and Porter, I announced games in the Great Lakes Valley Conference. I knew Tate Hall was just a nice kid that was going to have good grades and boost the grade point average at Loyola and be a guy that you put in at the end of games and people cheered for him to make a three. I didn't know he was going to be one of the best players in the league. Tell me about him. I was totally fooled.
Well, he sat out last year with us. And, you know, we like him because he's a bigger guard. He's skilled. He shoots it. He can score off the dribble. And he just fit it. And fit what we're doing. And the year he sat out, he just really developed his guard skills. Like to be able to come off ball screens, his passing off ball screens, his off the dribble mid-range game. I love sit-out guys, you know, because you get a chance to develop them. And we've had a ton of success dating back to Milton Doyle, Marcus Towns, Clayton Custer, Ahir Ugwuah was a sit-out, and now Tate. And just to get a guy to develop, I remember talking with Coach Majerus a lot about he was a big proponent of all freshmen should redshirt because he loved that development year without the pressure of the games. You know, you just, and that is Tate. Tate's extremely tough. And I think that's what people in the Valley are going to see, too. Like, he is a strong, very physical 6'6 guard. And that he's just got a lot of confidence. And another thing I liked about him, Perry, is he went to Division II, and he kind of got under-recruited. He grew a little bit. And he just got this edge to him, this chip that he saw every time he's trying to prove to people that, you know what, I am this one. And I love guys with an edge.